from a website called wirepoints.org. How can 84% of Chicago public school students graduate when only 26% of 11th graders are proficient in reading and math? It's because of racism. That's all it is. Like, let's not bullshit here. These kids who can't read and do math, they're black. Who wants to bet me I'm wrong? They're black. If they weren't black, they'd be flunked or sent to summer school. But because they're black, you can't. Because that would be racist. Essentially, again, black kids who can't read or do math. It's really stupid, really, if you think about it. Because if black kids need extra help in order to be proficient with math and reading, then that should be the focus. But the only way to get black kids the extra help they need is to admit they need it. And that would be offensive, because if black kids need more help to get onto the same level as white or Asian kids, that might mean black kids are, oh my gosh, they're not equal. Oh no, we can't have that. So instead of actually trying to help black people get the education they need to succeed in the real world, we just ignore everything because we don't want to hurt their feelings. And you see this all the time. Like, there was that black school shooter who that got memory hold very quickly when the media found out he was black. But the family was saying that he was being bullied for being wealthy. Like, no, it turns out he was a drug dealer. And that's what was going on. It was just your standard just violence that you would see in most, but it was happening in the suburbs. So I don't know if this specific happened in this instance, but I know that a lot of the ghetto is being pushed into the suburbs, into what's called urban renewal. So the cities are trying to clean up. They're trying to increase their property values and attract rich people back into the cities. And the way they're doing this is they're tearing down the ghettos. They're putting in luxury apartments that the poor black people can't afford to live in. And so the black people end up having to leave because they can't afford to live in the city anymore. And they go into the suburbs. And then they bring the crime to the suburbs. And that's basically what's happening. These suburban schools are turning into the inner city schools. And it's just a product of just essentially because you can't solve the problem because we don't want to offend people. We don't want to hurt people's feelings. We don't want to cause a riot. So we just all ignore it and don't talk about it. And keep throwing money at it and keep moving it. It's like when you work in a company and you have a really shitty employee, but you can't fire them for some, like they're a diversity hire and you can't fire them and they know it. So they just don't do shit. And when you just have to like move them around the company, like move them to this department, move them to that department, just try to put them somewhere where they'll do the least amount of damage, but you can't fire them. That's basically black people. Can't do anything about it. Can't fix the problem. You can't even begin to solve the problem. Even if you cared, if you legitimately cared and wanted to help black people, step one would be admitting the problems in the black community, which you can't talk about. Because you can't talk about that while pretending everybody's equal and everything's great and it's all the white people's fault. You can't do that and fix the problem. So all you can do is just throw money at it and make it till Friday, until the money eventually runs out, and then it's going to be a fucking bloodbath. But it's just, it's sad because you can't do anything. Even if you cared, even if you were inclined to, you're not allowed to even talk about the problem. Even with good intentions, like you legitimately want to help. Because unless your solution is increasing welfare and giving more money to black people and blaming everyone else but black people, it's just stupid. I don't know. And also, like, there's these stupid conspiracy theories. How every, like, even when you point out the problems with, like, black welfare dependence and crime, I talked to this guy. He had these, like, laundry list of conspiracy theories how, you know, the CIA created crack, which isn't true, by the way. The CIA did not create crack to give to black people. Doesn't even make sense. I want you to think about what fucking sense does that make. So the CIA forced black people to smoke crack. Like, they put a gun to their head and made them smoke crack. Have you ever seen that in your fucking life? That doesn't even make any fucking sense. People do not smoke crack because the government made them do it. People smoke crack because they want to get high. And this is basically denial. And look, it's okay to admit that your community has problems. It's okay to admit that the road to recovery and improvement is going to be hard. And it's going to require a lot of pain and suffering. But you're not going to get there as long as you're just living in a fucking fantasy land, blaming everyone else for your problems. Because now we have, again, this is from this year, October 25th, 2021. 26% of 11th graders can read and do math. Only 20, like three quarters of these fucking students can't read and do math. But they're graduating at a rate of 84%, which means they're being sent out into the world and they can't fucking do basic arithmetic or write a sentence coherently. How do you think they're going to make it in the world? They're going to be fucking failures. And then they're going to turn to crime because what the fuck else are they going to do? That's not the white man's fault. That's not the CIA's fault. Like, you have to demand that if you want, if you, look, I understand, like, a lot of black kids need to be held back. A lot of black kids probably should be in the special ed program. In fact, I volunteered at the Special Olympics 1 year. And most, I'm talking like 80% of the Special Olympics were basically just inner city kids. Normal inner city kids. Because they tested so low on their tests, they qualified as mentally retarded. Now, more money is not the solution. These inner city schools get shit tons of money. The problem is there's no fucking accountability because no one wants to offend the parents. No one wants to tell these parents that your kid is fucking stupid and they need to repeat kindergarten because they don't know what a triangle is. Because they're like, oh, you tell me my baby's stupid, I'm going to fucking burn this school down. That's your problem. When fucking Aunt Jemima threatens to burn the school down because you held her kid back.
So I read further down the article, and to be fair, the title is a little bit deceptive. So they're not saying that only 26% of 11th graders are proficient reading and math. What it's actually saying is that only 26% of them are at grade level. Like, they're not lower than the they're supposed to be by, like, SAT or something, like stats.
That's,
like
that's the same thing. But it doesn't mean they...
Well, what I'm saying is that it's not saying they can't read or do math, but they're not at, like, 11th grade level of doing those things.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Like, you should not be graduating if the whole point of having a grade level is so that before you move on to the next grade, you meet the standard for your grade level. Now, this was fucked up. If you look up, like, textbooks from 100 years ago, kids in middle school were basically reading, college books. They were getting a very advanced education in middle school. Like, back in the day, people only went to school, like, high school was not something everyone had to do. They graduated after middle school and started working. Like, or they just, whatever, you know, like they worked on the family farm or something. Like, and you're like, oh, they're being deprived. No, no, no. Their middle school education was as good as modern high school is today. And now you're pushing kids through. Now that they go to college, and now they have to take, like, remedial classes because they weren't taught shit because the school didn't want to fail anyone. And it's all because they don't want to offend these parents. It's just like that school shooter, that black school shooter, who the family was talking about how they were the victim. The school shooter was the victim. And this family was, like, dead fucking serious. And when the school shooter was on bail, they were, like, taking pictures and uploading it to Facebook. Like, they were so proud of him. And he was a drug dealer who was shooting kids in his school because, like, someone stood up to him or said something to him. And he's a fucking drug dealer. But the family, they just love defending him. Oh, it's not, you can't say that about my baby. My baby, he's a good boy. He didn't do nothing. That's your problem. When the whole community defends their trash. And so no one could do anything about it. You can't stop anything. So it's just now it's going into the suburbs. Now you're going to see more and more school shootings from these black kids are being pushed out of the inner city into the suburbs. And they're going to start shooting. And, like, it's whatever. You can't do anything. All you can do is just homeschool, I guess, which probably you should do anyway. Like, it's just, you're seeing society circle the drain, and it's all because of equality. Everything wrong with this country is because we want to pretend things are not the way they are. We want to pretend men and women are equal, and they are not. We want to pretend that these different communities with different values, who one of them glamorizes crime, and there's a long and storied history about that. And it's really fucked up because the welfare state had a lot to do with that. But when you completely neglect your responsibility and all you want to do is blame everyone else for your problems, you're not helping yourself. You're simply perpetuating the problems in your personal life and in your community in general, and you're just making it worse. Because at the end of the day, while, you know, that school shooter was black and his victims were white or something, for the most part, black people kill each other. So that's who's, like, whenever they kick the cops out, like, oh, the cops are racist, so the cops stop patrolling their neighborhoods, the murder rate skyrockets. It's not because white people are going into the hood to kill black people. It's because black people are killing each other. But you can't talk about that. You can't acknowledge that because that's, you know, but everyone knows it. You're not fooling anyone. Everyone's just, like, trying to just keep their nose clean and avoid another fucking riot. They don't want to see their business burned down because some cop in another state did something. It's just, eventually, the shit's going to run out, and it's just going to go fucking ham, and at least it'll be over. At least when the money runs out and everyone eats each other, at least it'll be finally over. We can finally move on as a planet and a species. But it's just sad that, like, all this death and destruction is happening because we don't want to admit reality because it hurts people's feelings.